I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. Senate Democrats passed a bill related to the governor's emergency powers. You voted against it. Why?
It's really what I would call an empty gesture by the Democrats who are responding to public pressure to do something about this never-ending emergency and the governor's orders that go along with it. The reality is this bill does nothing to change the status quo, and I oppose it for that reason. Oddly enough, the governor supports it for that very reason. It's an unusual circumstance where the two of us are both saying the bill does nothing. Of course, I would like to see a bill that does something, something that really re-engages the legislature in government in an extended emergency like we are in right now.
You also voted no on a transportation package funding bill from Senate Democrats.
We've been very supportive of a transportation package for a number of years. Unfortunately, this transportation package really misses the mark on process and on content. On process, it skipped some of the committees it should have gone to under the rules. It passed off the floor of the Senate without the traditional financial analysis bills like this get. Ultimately, the discussion on the bill was curtailed by the majority. They moved to call the question and limit debate on this very important bill that spends billions of dollars over the next 16 years. The real issue here is it relies on very regressive taxes and increases in fees, often by several 100% that will hit Washingtonians around the state and in my district. Probably the most egregious thing is what they label as an export fuel tax, a 6-cent tax on exported fuel. What they fail to realize is in Southwest Washington, much of our fuel is refined in Washington, but shipped to Portland, and then from there shipped out to Southwest Washington. So folks in Southwest Washington can expect to pay this tax if it passes and becomes law, and we don't need it. We have the funding in our operating budget to fully fund transportation without any new taxes instead of these regressive, hard-hitting taxes on working families when folks are already struggling with affordability here in the state of Washington.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.